Now, I'm joined in the studio by Carolyn Seville, who is here to talk about Doddinghurst in the Second World War, Civilians and Soldiers, Home in a Way, which is going to be a talk she's giving on Sunday, the 7th of April. We've already got over the excitement of peering through the window and me screaming, which is a great way to, set off an interview, but yeah. It made us relax, Caroline.
Well, I didn't know how else to get in because there's no bell at the door, so I peered through the window, squashed my nose up against the pane, and no wonder you screamed at seeing that sight.
We should have a little light that flicks on in the studio. Well, now, you're giving a talk this Sunday, the 7th. Yep. Is this something you do on a regular basis? How did you actually get into doing the talks?
Okay, well, this is the 11th talk I've given about Doddinghurst and the church and its history and its peoples. It's just something that's developed, you know. I love doing the research. I love doing the history of the village. And I love, talking about these things. This talk is a second of a sort of duo talk. The first one was about Doddinghurst in the First World War, and this one's about Doddinghurst in the Second World War. It's about, you know, how the population grew over that period, with people moving out from the East End to find their little country plots and enjoy, you know, the rural life. It is about also about the debate as to whether there should be a pub in Doddinghurst, which is ironic, really, because the only pub in Doddinghurst, the Willow, just closed this week. So 80 years ago, they were debating whether to have one, and this very week, that very pub has closed. Mm. You know, so it's, but this is quite funny because I found this article in a national paper about the debate in Doddinghurst as to whether the pub should close, and it's sort of word for word, and we're doing a little sketch, and it's quite funny really what people said about alcohol and Doddinghurst and things like that. Yeah, but that's the light-hearted bit, and then we move on to the more serious bit about how the people, the men of Doddinghurst, were involved in the war, and we've got 11 who died from the parish, and their names are on our war memorial, and also there are people, you know, in the village who went to the war but came back and you know, safely, and it's found out a bit about them. You know, it's a way of honouring those who went through all that terrible, terrible experience 80 years ago.
You can't even, I mean, my mum and dad both lived through the war. They were very young, but they both lived through the war. And you can't really, in this day and age, imagine the number one, the age of the, because both my mum and dad lost brothers in the war.
Yeah.
One of them was 21. Mm-hmm. I think the other one was 25. And you just cannot imagine young men now probably would sign up to go up to the war, and that's just, it's just the way that society is now. But that's what they did, because they went out really with not very much information, because they wanted to fight for Britain and our, you know.
I think some of them it was a matter of having to do it because it was conscription.
Yeah,
but you know, obviously there was a voluntary element in it earlier on in the war. But yes, some of them were very young men from the village. I mean, not that Doddinghurst is anything special. It's a typical village, which in a way, you know, does make it special, because you can see from what happened in that village, it would be indicative of what happened in many villages throughout Essex and indeed, you know, the UK, really. Yeah, some of the cases are very sad. There was the rector's son, who was only a very young man, who was killed at the D-Day landings. He'd only just, his tank had just come off the ship and it was blown up, and that is so sad, and the rector was so devastated that he could no longer carry on with his job and moved away. And there were others, that because the Blitz, they were working in London and they got killed during the Blitz, and there are others who were working in their fields when the bombs came over and just dropped on them.
So they did, it actually did, it, when you had, you know, bombs, because Mum said you used to get the ones that they make noise and then they go silent.
Yeah, those ones.
Because she was in Ilford, sort of Seven Kingdom area, and there was quite a lot of devastation. I think there was a cinema there that was destroyed, or a theatre that was quite well known back in the day. But they still hit outside of London.
Yes, there was quite a few. I mean, like I found this wonderful old, battered old book in the Essex Record Office, which listed all the incidents of bombings in and around Brentwood, and I managed to sort of draw out of those that occurred around Doddinghurst, and there were quite a few, and there was quite a lot of damage, and there was loss of life as well. You wouldn't think it in a rural village, but we were on the path, aren't they? We're dropping them. It was scaring all the the people who, in the country, trying to, you know, force them to feel that they had to yield to the German offensive.
Yeah.
So all that will come out in the talk, really.
How much has it changed since the war, Doddinghurst? Oh, has it changed?
A lot. Well, it started, and I've got the figures here. In 1918, the population was 400, and then it increased to well over 1,000 just before and during the war, as people came out, especially because of the bombing in the East End. They'd come out, whereas they had a country cottage, they would start to live out here permanently. Mm. I mean, we were bombed out here, but the bombing in the East End was far worse, obviously. And now the population's about 3,000. Mm. So that's some indication of how it's grown over the years, really.
So the talk you're doing on Sunday, all the information, how long does it take you to actually collate everything together? You're looking at me going, oh, it's going to be a long time.
No, it's a long time, but it's fascinating. I mean, there's still some residents who were there as children who have recounted some anecdotes that they've given to me. We did a lot of research when we erected the war memorial in 2014. And we found out a lot about those who died in the war then. And there were one man, Laurie Gray particularly, who was our research person, delved into all sorts of our archives and found out a lot, and actually connected with relatives of those who had died. So they came back to the war memorial when we had it, started it off. And all that's interesting. And then I delve into Find My Past. And there's a brilliant thing on Find My Past, the 1939 register, which tells you where everyone lives and the jobs that they did and the names they gave to the houses, which were actually really very funny, what they gave to their little huts that they built. For example, they've got things like Cozy Cot. They call it Cozy Cot, or they call it Mon Repos, or things like that, which make me smile. And We Too, one of them was called We Too. I think that's great. Yes, yeah, so, and also there was a brilliant book published about 2000 called Doddinghurst, A Place in the Country. That was for the millennium, I think, a kind of, the village effort towards the millennium. And in there, a chap who's still around, Len Bull, he wrote a whole chapter about his recollections of Doddinghurst during the war from the point of view of those who stayed behind, because he was only a child. And then just talking to people, I found out a lot. One record I found online was that someone from Doddinghurst who was a prisoner of war in Singapore, and that was very interesting to feel that there was someone who'd come back from the war after having spent 3 or 4 years in a prisoner of war camp. That made me think a bit.
Definitely. I mean, it's a lot of work to put in. We'll talk about what's going to go on the day, but tell us something about the church as well, because that's where it's going to be, isn't it, in the church?
It's a lovely church. It's a very welcoming church. We've got lots of people come, all ages, from about 6 months to, I think, our oldest regular member is 97. It's a lot of fun there. And very, very welcoming. Anyone who comes would feel very welcome there. And the church goes out. I think it's a hub in the community. We try and do things for the community, coffee mornings, and we invite the elderly along. And there's a lot going on there. And it's in a lovely Grade One listed. It's a Grade One listed building from the 13th century, which gives it an extra charm. And there's a little medieval cottage in its grounds, which was built in 1485.
Now, so you're going to be at the All Saints Church, which is Church Lane, Doddinghurst, and that's this Sunday. Starts at 2:30. So tell us about everything that you're going to, give us a little bit of an outline.
Okay. Well, I think if people want to come, and they don't need to book or anything, just turn up at the church, I would say, between 2 and 2:15. We'll have the talk. It'll go on for about an hour. There's a lovely PowerPoint presentation that goes with it to keep you awake while I'm droning on. there's also some 1940s music being played on the organ as people arrived, you know, to put them in the mood. And then afterwards, people come out and go in to the medieval priest house and get a nice cup of tea and a piece of cake, and they can take that out into the garden, or they can go back into the church with it and you know, just have a chat there. They're lovely grounds, so feel free to come and walk around the grounds. Looking beautiful at the moment with all the spring bulbs and everything. Yeah, it'll be a nice afternoon
is
out.
Is it, how long is it for? Is it about an hour or two?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
It takes about, it'll last about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it costs £4, and for that you get your programme and you get all this lovely music and the PowerPoint and me droning on and, you know, and the cup of tea and piece of cake after. So, and all the money raised will go towards church funds.
Excellent. Yeah. It sounds like a really good afternoon. It's something, you know, it's something that you've organised in the village. People from outside can come along as well and learn a little bit of history.
Yeah.
And that should be of interest to any age group as well.
I think so. I think a lot of the younger people in Doddinghurst don't know that much about the history and would be interested to find out. I know the audience tends to be older people, but hopefully some young people will find it interesting. There's no swearing in it.
No, I hope not. I hope not, Caroline. Not in the church.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has been known, believe me.
So that is this Sunday, the 7th of April, starts at 2:30. You can get there sort of about 2,
yeah.
But it'll start at 2:30. Doddinghurst in the Second World War, Civilians and Soldiers, Home and Away, a talk by Caroline at Seville. All Saints Church, which is Church Lane, Doddinghurst. You will be able to find it on the map. It's £4 to get in, with all proceeds going towards the upkeep of the church, and don't forget you get tea and cake afterwards.
Yeah, and there's a raffle if you want to take part, and there's plenty of parking.
Lovely to meet you finally. I've heard
that. Thank
and
you
now
very
I've
much.
Seen a face to the name and had a scream at the window.
Is that right? I shall recur in your nightmares, Michelle.
Hopefully you'll come in and chat again soon when you've got another talk coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you. There we go.